our state reptile. And this is a species that's emblematic of the wide open spaces in Wyoming, and it's truly a unique species in the state. While these lizards are spread through across a broad range in the state, they're very patchy in their populations. And what I mean by that is, say, in a few square kilometers, you'll find many lizards at one particular spot, but a mile away, you'll find none. And it's not clear why. There's no clear difference in habitat or available prey or food source at first glance. So I'm digging into some of those factors in a little bit more depth. And in particular, I'm looking at why we see lizards in some places and not others. And there are various factors to consider. I'm largely looking at prey. Most horned lizard species, there are 8 in the United States, eat ants. And some of these species will eat only 1 or 2 types of ants. Now, the species that we have here has, as far as I can tell, a broader diet. It'll eat not only ants, but beetles, possibly some spiders. And it's basically the difference between a picky kid in a candy store that only likes 1 or 2 colors of M&Ms and the horned lizard that we have here, possibly enjoying the full bag of M&Ms with all complement colors and maybe even some Skittles. So some of the other factors that we're considering are the influence of human development, changes in predator populations, possible differences in habitat, and hopefully we'll learn a little bit more about how those things may affect horned lizard populations in Wyoming in the next year.